Episode 1525, How to Survive in the Wilderness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it. Oh my goodness. I didn't think I was going to make it. It has been a really long week. And no, it's not because I had the kids at home. Okay, only the two boys. Boys could be rambunctious, but they are so exciting. Okay, enough of that. Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's dive in. How to survive in the wilderness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as a parent, every day is a new adventure. And it's been a really big adventure. I feel like I'm on like my third week of spring break. We've got one more to go. I can do this. I can do this. There are even those times when you have to learn how to survive in the wilderness. Did you ever think parenting, loving on your children would be all about the wilderness? What do you do just to make it through the day? How do you get through the day? When you rise in the morning, you never know what the day may bring. Some great things may be around the corner, and other times, not so much. You wish you could forget it all. Well, on this day, this particular day, just 2 days ago, Wednesday of, yes, this week, spring break with the two young boys, oh my gosh, we were having some technical difficulties in the home. All I have to say is the Wi-Fi was completely unruly. You thought not having Facebook and Instagram was a problem? Oh no, it had nothing on our household when it came to the Wi-Fi. Oh no, the internet, it had a mind all of its own. I had been talking to our provider since Sunday because we've had so many problems. Now, you can imagine the distress and frustration of the two boys on spring break. What am I going to do, Mom? A daughter now back in college, the husband with his dictations and all of his work, and then me with Create Your Now, and absolutely no reliable internet service. You would have thought the world was ending. Okay, it didn't look all that bad, but at times, yes, my young little G-man, he was like red face, getting mad. Mom, this is the worst spring break ever. I can't even play with my friends. And nowadays, you know what they do, right? They don't go to each other's houses. They just get on their gaming electronic devices and they play against each other. And they have two or three or four people gathered together. And it's like a party, but it's at your own house. But no one's invited over, but everybody's there. It's kind of a weird effect, but it works, I guess. Anyway, you can imagine. And then my little Einstein Noah says, Mom, you do realize that Monday is the beginning of the fourth quarter. I need this for school. All serious and everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pull my hair out. And I'm thinking selfishly, do you not understand that I have an hour episode that has to be taken care of, uploaded, and everything? We've got to get Christy Purifoy's episode out there. And if, by the way, if you haven't listened to it, you'll want to go and listen to it. It's really great. In fact, we talk a little bit about the wilderness in a roundabout way. Roses, trees. It's fun. It's a great episode. You will enjoy her heart. Okay, so back to our wilderness. So here we sit. We've had problems with this for months now, but no one within our provider believed that there was really a problem, right? Every single time they would do a test, oh, it's fine. And it got progressively worse and progressively worse to the point of, yes, we're going to go back to Sunday. And Sunday we were having issues and I would have to call the provider and say, would you send a hard reset signal back to us? We've tried everything. We've done the modem. I've done every trick. I've stood on my head. It doesn't work. Well, come Tuesday, nothing's happening. I called the provider twice and I said, you don't understand. This isn't working and it has nothing to do with us. They did some little tinkering on their end and after about 30 minutes on hold with them back and forth, they finally said, we'll get a technician out to you. I said, thank you. I'm paying a lot of money for this service. Not that you want to hear this part of the story, but fast forward to now, it's Wednesday. And the kids are like, Mom, They did say someone's coming out, right? I said, oh, yes, they're coming out. Well, two technicians later, now three technicians later, yesterday comes Thursday. There is the truck. Oh, you would have thought the angels had visited from heaven. I ran out there and I said, are you here to fix this signal? And I pointed to our house and he's up in his basket. He's the only one there. So I'm yelling at the top of my lungs so he can hear me because we were on a busy street. And so there's cars and traffic going by and he's answering me. He's like, yes, ma'am, I've got to fix this here because it starts here. And I said, well, then are you going to hang our line down here? And he said, oh no, ma'am, we have other people for that. I said, oh no, sir, that's not what they told me. They told me that they would send a truck out to not only fix the signal, but to hang our new line. You see, all of these technicians have been in and out of our house for the last 2.5 weeks trying to fix the problem. Come to find out, it had nothing to do with us. Isn't that a relief? But in the moment, my boys were like, Mom, what are we going to do? It was like living in the wilderness. It's easy to forget how much you need something until it's gone. Yes, I know it's just the internet. But let's be real. It's not Facebook and Instagram. However, the internet is intertwined in our lives and has become the sustenance to get through the day. We need it to what? Survive. How do you survive in the wilderness? What do you do when all hope seems to be lost? No chance of rescue or even a glimmer of respite. I kind of felt that way. My boys, their faces turning colors, acting like, you know, they were totally deprived of the world because they didn't have their internet. Me, of course, worried that I couldn't get Christy's episode up and loaded. And when they're a big episode and I do edits and all of that, it takes a while. When I just do a little, it's not a little episode, but when I do an episode like that, my edit time and me trying to get everything out so it flows out there into the airways properly with, you know, titles and the pictures, etc., it's a 3 to 5 hour process. And when you don't have the internet on your side, it gets worse. And then on top of that, yes, my daughter, she's back in school this week. She already had her spring break last week. And she was like, Mom, I've got a quiz to take. I'm like, okay, we'll figure something out. Well, she takes a quiz at like Dark 100 at night. Everybody's off the internet. You know me? I was up until after 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure I had everything right regarding the episode for Christy Purifoy. It was just that crazy of a time. In the midst of it, what? You feel like you're in the wilderness. What do you do? How do you survive in the wilderness? Well, you got to go back to the basics. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go back to the basics. It's boot camp basics. If you were to Google, how do you survive in the wilderness? What are you going to come up with? Oh, water, food, and shelter. Top three. And then sometimes the fourth one is temperature. Make sure you control your temperature. Well, in all of that, I thought, okay, let's apply this to real world, the wilderness of the family. When things are so chaotic in the family, what do you do? Well, you got to look at the water, the food, and the shelter. Now, understand, we're talking metaphorically here, but I'm going to break it down into real things for you. So the water, number one, your water. It's what sustains you, what you can do to show you care. Always. Unconditionally. Number two is food. What nourishes you? What builds you up? And finally, number three, what protects you? What protects the heart? Now, when you're looking at your food and your water and your shelter and you're like, okay, those are basics. I get that. But how does that really work with my child? How does that work with me and my husband in relationships? I need to know how to apply this. Well, here you go. Water. What sustains you? We have got to realize with our children that they need us. They may not think that they need us, but we know that they do. And so we have to understand and look at the times of wilderness when things come up and life gets a little crazy and chaotic. What can you do to help sustain your relationship? What can you give to your child? Sometimes it's literally just quality time. Just being there, being present with no judgment. And that means you just listen. You hear them out. Have you ever had a time in your life where your child just was really challenging you? And no matter what you said, you could tell them that you were going to give them the thing of their life, whatever it was that they really wanted. They would still find a way to say, that's not what I want. It was just the season of life, right? You have your children that go through the season. Oh man, do I hit those seasons? And I'm like, oh Lord, I'm never going to get through this season. When you're in that wilderness moment, you have to look at what sustains the child, the water part of their life. What can you do to show you care? It's the unconditional love that you give them. And sometimes, yes, that means we just have to listen and we have to tape our mouth shut and let it be. Let them do what they need to do to go through their process in life. Sometimes we need to do that for ourselves. We need to do that with our husbands. What sustains you? Number two, food. Okay, yes, food is great in the wilderness, but when we're talking about children and this time of, I don't know where they're at, so where am I supposed to give to them so I can nourish them, so I can love on them, so I can build them up? Because in the wilderness, what? We lack confidence, sometimes self-respect. We have a self-esteem issue. You can probably think of a time when your child has gone through something like that, when you've gone through something like that. What has nourished you? Well, the same question you need to ask for your child. What will nourish your child? What builds them up? It doesn't have to be truly a loaf of bread or a vitamin. No, it could be the words that you use. Maybe it's a hug that you give. Maybe it's a note that you leave or notes that you leave. What nourishes your child? You got to get back to the basics, the boot camp basics. And finally, number three, the shelter. The protection, right? What protects your child? What protects you? We just went through a crazy storm last night. Yes, amongst the whole internet issue, we had a crazy storm issue. And I thought, oh my gosh, Lord, just number one, protect the house. Please be able to help me get everything uploaded. Because when you make a commitment to someone, I don't know about you, but I want to follow through with my commitment. And so my commitment is big to my authors that I talk to or any of our guests that we have on. I want to make sure that I serve them. And I want to be here for them so I can help share what their story, right? My strength is my story. That's why we do what we do here at Create Your Now. And so all this stuff is happening. And outside, though, of our home, it just sounds like buckets upon buckets of water are being dumped. And I'm like, okay, if it keeps happening, I just hope it stays outside and doesn't come inside. And it went on and carried on and on and on and on. On throughout the night, and the sky was being lit up with lightning. And I know we were down south, so we had all that rain up north. What was happening? The high winds, the storms. You know, Alabama, oh my goodness, if you all have been affected by the Alabama tornadoes, know that I have been praying for you. Our family has been praying for you. It's devastating. And then you look at the snowstorms that are up north in Colorado, into the Nebraska area, right? Into the plains. And all of these accidents, roads being shut down, stranded drivers, families. It's crazy, right? So you think shelter. What protects your child? What protects you? What protects the heart? Sometimes we go at parenting a different way and we try to give them everything that they really don't need. We forget about the basics. What in the basics are you forgetting to give? when you're trying to survive in the wilderness. Proverbs 22:6 says this, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." What you do, the actions you take, the words you use, all have impact. But sometimes we get into our own little rut. And hey, I've done it many times. And I have to kick myself. There are times that, not that I'm really wrapped up in what I'm doing, but I am. I'm doing something, maybe research for Create Your Now, or I'm doing something specifically for me personally. Whatever the case may be, one of my kiddos will come in and say, "Hey, Mom, what about this?" "Oh, I'll get there. Hold on just a minute." 2 hours go by. What would have happened if I would have just stopped for like 10, 15 minutes and heard them out? Probably would have changed the tone of the conversation later on during the day or into the evening. We don't think about the actions that we take and the impact that they have. We forget about the basics. What basics in your relationship with your children are you forgetting? And if you're like, "I don't have children," great. Look at it to your sweetheart. Look at it to your parents, your siblings, to yourself. Go back to the basics. What sustains you? What nourishes you? What protects you? You're never going to have all the answers when it comes to being the best, the most incredible parent ever. But what you will have is knowing that you giving of yourself is the best gift you can give your child. But unfortunately, we think that there's other things that we can do to fill the void that they may be filling in their wilderness. So go back to the basics. If you want help with this, I would love to come beside you. It's hard, and you don't need to do it alone. I am so excited and stoked for what's coming around the corner. You all have been so very patient with me, and I appreciate it. It's just because God keeps saying, wait, one more thing. Wait, one more thing. And then sometimes I come in and say, "But I need to handle this. Wait, Lord." So we go back and forth. But the AIM Academy is coming. And I'm telling you, it is going to be incredible. And I cannot wait for you to experience it, to dive into it, because you should not be doing life alone. However, I believe, unfortunately, that most of us feel like we're alone. That we don't add up. We don't mount to being any form of great mom or great dad or just kind of hanging out. We really don't have our act together. We're just like, "Well, let's just see what happens here." No, you don't have to do life like that. So I cannot wait to bring you the AIM Academy. It's going to be incredible. But in the meantime, if you're like, "Okay, I don't want to walk this journey alone when it comes to parenting. This leadership in the home is kind of a scary thing. I don't know that I like being the CEO always of the family." That's a title I use. It's not like it's a great title. But seriously, I mean, I'm being honest. That's what I call myself. And in the position that we're in as a mother, now dads, you have your position too. But as moms, we're nurturers, right? So we are there. We're having to choreograph and coordinate and communicate and contractually try what to make everybody work together in harmony. And there are days you just don't feel like it. And there are days that they don't feel like it, that everybody's on the other team and nobody wants to be on the same team. It's tough. So if you're stuck in that right now, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It is a coaching call with me. Let's talk about where you are and what you need right now. Get back to the basics. Beautiful things happen in the wilderness. Don't let it scare you. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. God's got you. Welcome home. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful, fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.